Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again, and this is a new recording for our second recording in the study number 6A, the letter F, Forgiveness and Forgiving. I hope that you are looking forward to welcome you, and hope that you're looking forward to learning about forgiveness and forgiving and how the Bible describes it and what the Bible says about it. And what our wonderful and mighty Lord says about forgiveness and forgiving, and what is right about it, and what is wrong about it, and what real forgiveness and real forgiving is. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 13 and 14, "And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross." Isn't that wonderful? I can't get enough of that verse. That was the one we read last week, remember? Or last week, last recording. We're going to go ahead and begin today to recap just a little bit, and we talked about forgiveness and forgiving, and we kind of done an introduction to the study last recording, and talked about this generation and the generations that are coming up today, and how forgiveness is foreign to anybody, and it's not even in the mindset or in the minds of society at all. Forgiveness is one of the, they probably wouldn't even, if you ask 100 people to mention the most important things in society to people, it probably forgiveness and forgiving, and even request moral issues, forgiveness and forgiving would be probably a foreign thing that probably wouldn't even pop up. They would say moral issues is like being kind one to another and don't cuss each other out and all this kind of stuff. But forgiveness and forgiving wouldn't even come into it. Because strangely enough, in society, it is almost become a forgotten thing of the past, and even despised and thought of and taught as weak, unnecessary, and undignified to admit the need of forgiveness or to give it to one another. And that's about the bottom line of it. Society thinks that it's undignified and unnecessary to tell somebody that you forgive them or ask somebody for forgiveness. And that's about the extent of it. And we went over that last week and as an introduction type of thing. And then we talked about some synonyms of forgiveness. And I hope that you've been over the scriptures that we talked about last week and just seen the different kinds of words that the Lord uses in His Word that He uses to describe forgiveness and to describe forgiving. And the Bible does use the word forgiveness in many different ways. I think about six is what we mentioned last recording. But it also used redeemed and pardoned and so on and so forth. Forgiven and just many names. Now, this week, or this recording, we're going to, maybe I'll just go ahead and say week from now on so I don't have to correct myself. But this recording, we're going to talk about what the basis of forgiveness is. And we're going to get on that, we're going to get on this part of the study. Francis Bacon said, "This is certain, that a man that studieth revenge keeps his wounds green, which otherwise would heal and do well." You know, there's some truth to that when it comes to forgiving and forgiveness. And I hope that you've thought about forgiveness and forgiving since last recording. and that you've examined yourself some and just see where you stand when it comes to this thing of forgiveness and forgiving. And maybe God the Holy Ghost brought up some kind of issue with you that you might need to take care of, or that you might need to be healed from. Well, the Bible does have it does have a roadmap concerning how to get forgiveness and how to give forgiveness. And we're going to go over these things, and you're going to see it in the scriptures of how the Lord Jesus has said to handle this thing of forgiveness, so that the idea is that there be unity and that there be peace and there be sincerity in people's hearts, and that the enemy doesn't have any devices to use between people in the body of Christ. And particularly this study is for the body of Christ. It's for new Christians and for anybody for that matter, but it's the ABCs of Christian growth, and just teaches the basic things that Christians ought to know. And one of them is forgiveness and forgiving. And when most churches today, I say most of them, now I know there are some that are following the Lord to the T, and that they mean it and they're sincere. I know they are. But as many as I've been in the past 10 years, the ones that I've been in, they don't talk about forgiveness. And they don't teach about forgiveness. As a matter of fact, they don't teach any fundamentals as far as Bible, the basics of Bible doctrine. They don't teach it. And new converts come in. They might come in and get saved. But as far as people being taught in the church, in the assemblies, that is, I haven't seen a lot of them. Not like it used to be. And trying to destroy that, and he's getting away with it in some places. But that's why the Lord has had me to put these together, is maybe, you know, not to replace your assembly or anything like that ever, but to help you with something, just to help. That's what it's for. And if it can help you to grow and help you to know the Word of God, it's never wrong. As long as it's the truth. Now, what's the basis of forgiveness? What's the basis? It's one thing to be told, I forgive you, or you're forgiven, but without the power behind the words, it kind of makes it no good, doesn't it? Now, it's kind of like when someone says that they forgive you, but then they have absolutely nothing to do with you anymore, or don't talk to you, won't look at you and avoid you. It kind of makes you, it's kind of really hard to know that they meant that they forgive you, right? You've been in that kind of situation before? Most of us have. So along, you know, it's just as important for forgiveness to be shown as it is to hear it be said, which is very important. The society, and you want to knock the crime rate down in America just overnight, incorporate the word forgiveness in society. And incorporate the statement, I'm sorry and I forgive you, or would you forgive me? Incorporate that into society, and if it was to work overnight, crime rate would go down immediately. You know, people, the enemy has made this thing so foreign, and he has really stolen forgiveness from the body of Christ. Both of these things are needful. You not only need to, it's just as important for forgiveness to be shown as it is to be heard. Now, both of them are needful, and both of them are necessary. Now, let's look at some things that our Bible tells us that make forgiveness true forgiveness. What makes forgiveness work? How do we know, what is the driving power behind forgiveness? Well, the Bible says in Psalm chapter 86 and verse 5, the Bible says, "For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all that call upon thee. What a verse! For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. That's Psalm 86, verse 5. Well, what is the basis of forgiveness? Well, one basis of forgiveness is on the basis of God's nature. God is a God of forgiveness. He's a God of forgiveness. Now, mind you, God's not going to be manipulated by anybody. He's not going to be played with. He's not going to be toyed around with and thrown around like a rag doll. He's not going to be treated like that. And he's not going to put up with anybody trying it. There's a lot of people who's tried to manipulate the Lord and tried to outsmart him, and they become the idiots, and the Lord turns them upside down in their own stupidity. But the nature of the Lord is forgiveness. You know, out of all the things that the Lord thought about in his creation at the fall of man was how to get man redeemed. Now, that is a kind and compassionate God and a forgiving God. The Lord tried to figure out a plan and worked out a plan to where he could legitimately and legally and judicially forgive man of his sin, and to where the Lord could accept man back into his company and into his person by forgiveness of sin. And how do you get that forgiveness? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And remember, we talked about that first verse that said, having forgiven you all your sin and taken it away and nailed it to the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord worked it out, and he sent the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ came and was incarnated, and God in the flesh was born of a virgin, and lived 33 and a half years on this earth, and started a ministry at age 30, and ministered for about 3.5 years, went about healing and doing good, the Bible says, and then he went to the cross of Calvary on purpose, and was crucified, was buried, and resurrected, and then ascended back to the Father, where he sits at the right hand of God. Now, this is what the Bible says. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. What a wonderful, mighty, wonderful, wonderful God. It's the nature of God. What is the basis of forgiveness? Well, forgiveness can be based on the very nature of God. You know, some of these other religions and these so-called religions, cults and everything, all this stupid things that man comes up with about how he is going to impress God, and all these false gods that they come up with, you know, they don't have a nature of forgiveness. They never talk about their God being a forgiving God. As a matter of fact, I don't know of many other religions that even talk about forgiveness from a God, period. Now, I know, like the Catholics, they get forgiveness from a man in the name of God, you know, the vicar of Christ, and him being God in person, you know, and this, that, and the other, and all these stupid lies. But they're not Bible, and they're not truth. And I don't know of any other God that ever bragged or even wrote a book and authored a book about how he would forgive man of his sins. Our God did. Our God wrote a book and described it in detail, down to the T, of how we could be saved and how he would forgive us our sins, and he would let us live with him for eternity and have eternal life forever and ever and ever. I'm glad I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you? I'm glad that the Lord saved me when I was at my least, at my very worst, and I deserved it at my very least. I didn't deserve it. I was at my worst state, and the Lord saved me. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You hadn't even been born and Christ went to the cross 2,000 years ago, so that if you, 2,000 years past his resurrection and ascension, if you believed on his word and believed in his name and called upon him, that he would save you and keep his covenant with you, and his written document in that Bible that says that he would save you. What a wonderful God. What's the basis of forgiveness? Well, the basis of forgiveness is God's nature. It's his very nature. A whole bunch of scriptures talk about God's forgiveness and that God is a forgiving God. You've got to love and be impressed and respect and admire a God that keeps forgiveness as a very important thing to himself. And his nature, as far as being important to him, one thing about his nature is that he wants to be a forgiving God. Isn't that beautiful? I'm so glad that we have a God like that. Another thing about the what is the basis of the what is the basis of forgiveness? Well, another basis of forgiveness is God's grace. God's grace. You know, God don't have to do nothing. God don't have to do nothing. He don't have to save anybody. He don't have to forgive anybody. There ain't nobody can instruct the Lord and make him do anything that he don't want to do. Whatever God does, it's because he wants to do it and he chooses to do it. And he's all wise and all powerful, omnipresent. He's omnipotent and he knows all. And he makes choices to forgive. It's by his grace, on the basis of God's nature and on the basis of his grace. He don't have to forgive us. He forgives us because he wants to forgive us. And I'm glad of that. That's the kind of forgiveness that man needs, is that somebody that forgives you, even man to man, if somebody forgives you, you want them to forgive you because they want to, not because they have to. Listen to this scripture in Luke chapter 7, verse 40 through 50. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. You see, you remember that situation where the Lord went in and Simon asked him to come have supper with him, and they all went in, and the woman was sitting at his feet. And she had been forgiven by the Lord and was a harlot. And she had been forgiven by the Lord. And she was so thankful for the grace of God and for the Lord Jesus Christ forgiving her and forgiving her sins that she loved the Lord she loved the Lord more than Simon did. Simon invited the Lord in to have some supper with him and everything else, but he didn't thoroughly show the love that woman showed toward the Lord, because much is forgiven. The Lord said, whoever's been forgiven a lot is going to love a lot. And let me ask you something. Do you remember what the Lord done for you? Do you remember you remember when you got saved, and you remember when the Lord took away your sins and took them away from you and forgave your sins and wrote your name down in heaven and give you a home in heaven and guaranteed you eternal life in written form? You remember that? You remember the grace that was upon you then? And not only the grace that was upon you, but the love that you loved the Lord, the first love that you had toward the Lord, because of the grace. And what caused all that grace to come about? It was the forgiveness of the Lord, that the Lord forgave you. Have you forgotten that? The reason some of us don't experience grace in our life is because we forget the forgiveness that's been given to us. You see, what's the basis of forgiveness? One basis of forgiveness is God's nature. Another basis of forgiveness is God's grace. There's another one. What's the basis of forgiveness? On the basis of the shedding of blood. The basis of shedding of blood is the basis that there can be forgiveness. Hebrews chapter 9, let me share that with you. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 through 28, here's what the Bible says. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation, on the basis of the shedding of blood. You know, that priest, that high priest, when he would go once a year, every year, and he would take blood into that temple before God in the Holy of Holies, and he would sprinkle that blood in there, and he had to be right, and everything had to be right, because he was coming before a holy God. But he would go in there and sprinkle that blood, and God would forgive their sins. Their sins couldn't be taken away because Jesus hadn't died yet, but he would forgive them. There's a difference. But our sins are forgiven, not only forgiven, but taken away with Jesus. And you see, the Bible says that Jesus, when he came, he didn't have to do it every year since the beginning of time. He went one time, sacrificed himself, and then went into the Holy of Holies up in glory, up in heaven itself, not in a tabernacle, not in a temple. He went into the presence of God himself and sacrificed himself. And it says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation, on the basis of the shedding of blood. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin. You know, there can be all kinds of forgiveness and all these other religions and everybody that thinks that they're getting forgiveness and they make up all these things. Well, if I put fish hooks in my back and I pull 2x4s and pull a wagon 3 miles with fish hooks in my skin, then I'll be forgiven. And they come up with all kind of crazy things and sacrifices that man tries to sacrifice to pay for his sins. But the Bible says there has to be bloodshed. There has to be bloodshed. And that's how come the Jews shed blood, shed the blood of those animals, because that's the way the law said to do it, to be forgiven, but the sin still couldn't be taken away. Now, when Jesus came, he was pure. He was sinless. He was God in the flesh. And he shed God's blood. And that was pure blood. And he shed that. And when he did that, that made it possible for all the sins not only to be forgiven, but taken away completely. Aren't you glad of that? On the basis of God's nature. The basis of forgiveness on the basis of God's nature. The basis of forgiveness on the basis of how do I know that I can be forgiven? On the basis of God's nature. How do I know I can be forgiven? What's the basis of it? The basis of God's grace. How do I know I can be forgiven? What's the basis of forgiveness? The shedding of blood. All of those exist. God's grace, God's nature, God, the shedding of blood. It's all there. There's another one. On the basis of the Lord Jesus Christ's death. On the basis of the Lord Jesus Christ's death. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. How do I know that I can that I can have forgiveness? What's the basis of it? Well, I can be forgiven on the basis of the Lord Jesus Christ's death. There ain't no other person. There's a lot of people that have died in the name of doing good, in the name of being a martyr for a purpose, or some people pray for the dead and all kinds of things, but we have a person. We have the Son of God himself that came and died. And there are historical records, and we have a document, a written document called the Bible, that God gave to us to record all the things and everything that we need to know from God's mind and from God's point of view about the history of how he came to this earth and incarnated himself into the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and went to the cross of Calvary and died. But then he was buried and rose again and ascended on the third day. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That's what the Bible says. Aren't you glad of that? Aren't you glad of that? So what's the basis of forgiveness? The basis of forgiveness is God's very nature. God is like that. On the basis of God's grace. On the basis of God's grace. If you know anything about the Lord and you've had any kind of kindness from the Lord, you have experienced God's grace. And you know something about God's grace. And as we study this forgiveness study, you're going to find out that God's grace is a very important factor in this matter. On the basis of the shedding of blood. There has been bloodshed, and it was the right kind of blood and the right person's blood, and it's eternal blood, and it's going to last for eternity. And whoever puts their trust in that blood is going to last for eternity. It won't have to be redone and re-sacrificed next year or re-sacrificed every week by transubstantiation, if you know what I'm talking about. Okay? On the basis of the Lord Jesus Christ's death, that's a basis for forgiveness. That's a basis for forgiveness. That is something that is powerful. All these things are powerful, and they make forgiveness, they make a basis for forgiveness. Now there's another one. On the basis of Jesus Christ, now I want to read the scripture. Luke chapter 5, verse 21 through 24, the Bible says, "And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, Why reason you in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins, he saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house." What's the basis of forgiveness? A basis of forgiveness is the basis of Jesus Christ's power. You see, one thing that's wonderful about our Lord and about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Ghost, the Trinity, the Godhead, one thing that's wonderful about our God is that if you trust in Him, He has the power to back up what He says. For instance, if you're in psychology, God bless you because you've taken on a monster. But if you're in psychology without the Lord Jesus Christ, you're wasting your time. Because there is no power in psychology, the psychology of man. That's why it doesn't work. You can psychoanalyze and do this and that and the other and try to heal somebody from heroin and try to get them off of alcohol and get them off of drugs and Xanax and barbiturates. You get them off all the things and all the stuff that's killing our children and killing men and women nowadays. You can try and try and try and try, but there's no power. There's no power. I was in that position, and I give Jesus Christ all the glory. If it wasn't for His power, I'd be a dead man today because of drugs and alcohol. They had me, and I couldn't get away from them. I needed God's power to release me from that, and He did. And His power is keeping me from that. I don't take any credit for my power at all. There's some people say AA and NA and all them say you have the power and you do this and they include God in it, but the power comes from man. No, 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 no. Man does not have the power to quit sinning. You don't have the power. And with these sins that are coming up through drugs and alcohol and sorcery and all these kinds of things, and they're getting more powerful and more powerful and more powerful, even going into the spirit world and messing with unclean spirits, you can't do it. And what's the basis of forgiveness? The basis of forgiveness is Jesus Christ's power. The power. The Bible says, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Rise up and walk," but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. That's what Jesus Himself said, that He had power on earth to forgive sins. Where you live on earth, right? Jesus said that He has power on earth to forgive sins, and He does. He's forgiven me, and He saved my life. And if you know anything about Jesus Christ and His power, He's done something with His power for you that you couldn't do or nobody else could help you with, right? Yeah. Okay, what's another basis of basis of forgiveness? What can we base forgiveness on or base it, the basis of it? Well, in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" You know, people got stuff mixed up, man. They think that repentance is a sissified, unnecessary, shameful kind of thing. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that if you get to the point to where you sincerely repent and you cry in your heart over who you are, not what you've done, but who you are. That's repentance. You're sorry for who you are, not what you have done. Two different kinds of sorrows there in there. There's being sorry for what you've done and then being sorry for who you are. That's a whole different kind of heart attitude. Okay, but the Bible says that it's the goodness of God that leads thee to repentance. When God is being kind to you, He works in your heart to make your heart in such a way to where you will say you're sorry and mean it. And you can actually really genuine repent and get that thing cleaned up out of you. The goodness of God. The Bible says that a basis of forgiveness is the basis of man's repentance. The basis of man's repentance. The Bible said if we'll repent, that the Lord would forgive us. Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? You got it all mixed up. You think that repenting is going to make you look bad. That's what a lot of people think. You know what? The Bible says that when you really get to the point to where you can say you're sorry to the Lord and mean it and not sorry for what you got caught or what you did or blah, 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 but sorry for what you are and who you are and the way that you are. When we get sorry like that, God is being kind to us. Because He's getting us to the point to where we can confess that and get it cleansed and get it forgiven. Isn't that wonderful? Only God come up with something like that, huh? Man, it charge you for it. All right, I got two more. What's the basis of forgiveness? This is good stuff, isn't it? The basis of forgiveness. We got a lot of things working for us when it comes to this forgiveness. On the basis of what's the basis of forgiveness? Well, in Luke chapter 6, let me read that to you. Luke chapter 6, verse 31 through 37, the Bible says, "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise." Kind of like the golden rule in the Lord Jesus Christ language. "And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." What's the basis of forgiveness? The basis of forgiveness is on the basis of our forgiveness. One thing that guarantees us forgiveness is that we have a heart that will forgive others. When you are in a condition in your heart and you're walking in your life and you're walking in the Spirit and your heart is in such a way and you're keeping your heart with all diligence in such a way to where when somebody offends you or does you a wrong or something like that, you forgive them, then you have the basis of God's forgiveness. The Lord said, "And ye shall not be," said, "forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." What's the basis of our forgiveness? What's the basis of forgiveness? One basis for our forgiveness is on the basis of our forgiveness. If you won't forgive anybody else, or if you won't forgive people their debts, your heart is not in a condition to be honest with the Lord in order to ask Him for His forgiveness. If you won't forgive others, when you come to ask for forgiveness, the Lord can't forgive you because your heart is not right. You won't forgive nobody else. So you got a problem to have to straighten out in your heart before you can get forgiveness from the Lord. You see how that works? It's perfect. It's beautiful. Because either way, you're going to be right about it. You're going to come out right about it. Your heart's going to be right. You see, Christianity works from the inside out. It starts with the heart. It don't work from the outside in. That's man's kind of forgiveness. And finally, one more. The basis of forgiveness. What's the basis of forgiveness? Well, listen to this. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall have remission of sins. What's the basis of forgiveness? On the basis of faith in Christ. On the basis of faith in Christ. The Lord said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, to Him give all the prophets witness. Every one of the prophets witnessed this and said it and preached it. That through His name, Jesus, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sin. There ain't no other prophet that's ever been. Muhammad can't say that, didn't say that, and wouldn't say that. Muhammad didn't know how to tell people they were going to heaven. Or how to get there. Buddha didn't know how to do that. None of the other ones did. But Jesus did. He put it in writing. And He promised it. And He coveted. He coveted with us about it. And said, if you'll do this, I'll do this. To Him give all the prophets witness that through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins. Amen. Amen. So, there we go. Talking about forgiveness and forgiving. Now, what is the basis of forgiveness? We've got so many things here that reasons why forgiveness should be on the basis of God's nature. I know that forgiveness exists because God's nature is forgiveness. I know that forgiveness exists because of God's grace. I know that there is a basis of forgiveness because of the shedding of the blood. I know there's a basis of forgiveness because of the Lord Jesus Christ's death. I know there's a basis of forgiveness because of Jesus Christ's power. I know the basis of forgiveness. There is a basis of forgiveness because Jesus Christ has the power to back up what He says. I know there is a basis of forgiveness. That one basis of forgiveness is a man's repentance. I know that a basis of forgiveness is our own forgiveness. And the last one, a basis of forgiveness is faith in Christ. Now, I want to remind you of something before we close out this recording, is that I didn't tell you what I think, even though I do think these things because the Bible thinks them. But as we've been going down through here talking about the basis of forgiveness, we've been talking about what the Scriptures say. I've read you Scripture about every one of these. So you have a basis of believing what the Bible says a basis of forgiveness is. You see, you have God's permission to believe these things because He said it in His Word. And He proclaimed it in His Word. And we have the Scriptures to back it up. I'm going to give them Scriptures to you so you can, when we get done here, you can get back in your Bible, go over them and read them and make sure they say what we said they said. the basis of forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? So do we have the basis of forgiveness? What makes forgiveness work? God's nature, God's grace, the shedding of blood, Christ's death, Christ's power, man's repentance, and our forgiveness, and faith in Christ. Isn't that beautiful? If you just took one of those things, you'd have God's promise that what God says about forgiveness is true and there's power behind it. God's not going to let you down if you put your trust in His forgiveness. You understand that? God bless you for listening. Let me give you these scriptures. You ready? What's the basis of forgiveness? Psalm chapter 86, verse 5. Luke chapter 7, verse 40 through 50. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 through 28. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Luke chapter 5, verse 21 through 24. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Luke chapter 6, verse 31 through 37. And Acts chapter 10, verse 43. All right. The basis of forgiveness. I'm glad we're studying this. I'm glad God's Word is very clear. Did you find anything confusing about what we talked about today? Not one speck of it was confusing, was it? Because God the Holy Ghost wants to teach us and wants us to understand His Word. Those who are sincere and come unto God must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If you sincerely want to know what God says, then God will sincerely help you to understand what He's talking about. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. Well, the Lord bless you. We have had a good time. And I hope you have too. And I hope you'll listen to the next recording. And thank you for listening to this one. And may God bless you for honoring God's Word and honoring Him. Until the next recording, bye-bye.